For the last few weeks, we've been running a sidebar survey about whether our electric readers believe the new Cybercab would be a transformative new technology or not. After nearly 2,700 responses, here's what you told us. In case you missed the survey, the question read, I was chatting with someone this week who said, Cybercab is going to be one of the most prolific vehicles on the road and the most transformative for society ever. What do you guys think? Will Tesla's Cybercab transform the way we get around, or will it be just another car? The survey coincided with the re-unveiling of the Tesla Cybercab this week in Austin, Texas, where a limited number of invitation-only Tesla influencers were allowed to have the car take them for a spin with varying degrees of success. As such, it shouldn't be surprising that there were a lot of responses. What was surprising, however, was the pessimism. By the numbers. To be clear, the question that got nearly two-thirds of the votes was not subtle. It read, Tesla's Cybercab won't even be just another car, if no one can drive it, and Tesla hasn't yet proven its AI can drive it. Negative press poured in during the week that followed. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, NHTSA, opened an investigation into the Cybercab's safety. Tesla's own data confirmed that autopilot FSD was active in both a crash that killed a motorcyclist and a separate crash that killed a mother of five, and Tesla settled a fatal autopilot versus fire truck lawsuit, avoiding a jury trial and more public discovery. Still, it didn't seem like this week's news was what was driving that sentiment. The car company that isn't a car company wants to sell you a car you don't need because of all these cabs they're making, wrote Olivier Balloon on 30AUG. Oh, by the way, you will be able to put your own car out there to be used as a cab and compete with the company cabs. Yep, any day now. Several other commenters also referenced Elon's previous claims that Tesla owners would be able to make money while they slept by putting their full self-driving EVs to work as robotaxis. Wait, I thought your Tesla was going to make you money while you were sleeping or working. Sounds like Elon is keeping that pie for himself if he succeeds. Others had similar responses, including regular commenter MRVC. The same people have been saying it will be transformative for years, he said. It looks like just a other autonomous taxi you can't own. I don't see how will it be any different than anything else. Still, that's not to say that everyone had a skeptical take on the likelihood of Cybercab having a transformative impact on transportation. Some were optimistic, but practical. I think they'll probably get it working at some sort of scale. They'll capture a reasonable percentage of the rideshare market, and for that effort, they will make pennies. Investors will move on to the next thing Tesla will revolutionize. And it's going to be huge in places where you barely need a car. Think Manhattan, SF, DC, mostly that's it. It won't matter anywhere else. The reason is that it will be cheaper to operate than cabs slash Ubers, so it will basically replace them, and the lower cost will make it easier to use it more than a cab, so not owning your own car pencils out a bit more on the margins. But for places that are more spread out, where you need to drive to live a normal life, it won't matter, because you would need an unlikely saturation of a massive area for it to be available when you need it. I can see it reducing public transit use a little if it is cheap enough. David M. But if I absolutely had to hang a lantern on the one thing that's most surprising about these responses and these comments, it's the fact that the die-hard true believer Tesla fans that usually fill up the comments section of any post or podcast that references the brand's forward-looking products were nowhere to be found this time. Have the broken promises and shifting timelines finally eroded their trust? Or do they just not read electric in enough numbers to sway the polls? You guys are smarter than I am, those of you who get the inside jokes anyway. Let me know what you think the significance of that is in the comments. Original content from electric. If you're considering going solar, it's always a good idea to get quotes from a few installers. To make sure you find a trusted, reliable solar installer near you that offers competitive pricing, check out EnergySage. A free service that makes it easy for you to go solar. It has hundreds of pre-vetted solar installers competing for your business, ensuring you get high-quality solutions and save 20-30% compared to going it alone. Plus, it's free to use, and you won't get sales calls until you select an installer and share your phone number with them. Your personalized solar quotes are easy to compare online, and you'll get access to unbiased energy advisors to help you every step of the way. Get started here. FTC, we use income-earning auto affiliate links. More comments.